After months of preparation, the federal government has finally released its radicalisation awareness kit. Responses so far have been critical. The kit, being distributed to schools across the country, is supposed to give insights into how young people become radicalised. It also aims to give people the tools they need to respond if they're concerned that radicals are grooming someone they know. But critics say it may help further alienate young people who are already susceptible. Carl Holm has this report.
The minister assisting the Prime Minister on terrorism, Michael Keenan, launched the kit in the form of a 32-page booklet on Monday. Few people have actually held a copy in their hands as the kit was released on the first day of school holidays, but it's available for download on the minister's website. Through a series of examples and fictitious case studies, the booklet aims to illustrate the circumstances which can lead to young people becoming radicalised.
The idea is that it helps Australians to understand how the radicalisation process works and how to respond if they feel there's somebody in their community who are susceptible to it. So we wanted to explain to teachers who are really on the front line of this, because we know that school children are being radicalised, to look out for certain signs that would lead them to be concerned about somebody. If they are concerned about somebody moving down the dark path of radicalisation, moving down the path of violence, then they'll know what they can do about it.
Although some of the examples cite the potential evils of such things as the alternative music scene and environmental activism, Minister Keenan says the main target is youth being radicalised by Islamist groups like ISIS.
What we know is that we have a vicious terrorist organisation in the Middle East who are reaching out to our young people in particular. So that is the primary concern at the moment, although of course radicalisation can take different forms. But certainly the radicalisation that comes from contact with ISIL, who make an enormous effort to groom people, particularly young people, to commit violent acts here in Australia, is of primary concern to the government at the moment.
However, Maurie Mulheron, president of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, says the launch was a cynical exercise in generating fear in the community.
I think it's a fairly cynical move by the federal government not to make anyone feel safer, but to engender fear and intolerance. I'm very doubtful that the federal government has pure motives in this area. They've got a track record now of trying to engender division within the community on these issues, and I don't think that what they're proposing will make one iota of difference.
He believes that teachers are already well trained to know when students are at risk of being radicalised, and that the radicalisation awareness kit has been a massive waste of time and money.
Schools are already happy, safe and tolerant places that bring children together, particularly public schools that bring children from all different walks of life, different religions, different backgrounds, different socioeconomic groups. We, as teachers, are very good at bringing a diverse group of young people into our schools and turning them into a community so they can take up their role as citizens within the broader community.
Minister Keenan, however, says that groups seeking to radicalise young people start by separating them from their communities.
We do know this is going on. Our security agencies are very concerned about it. ISIL go and they try and groom young people in the same way that a paedophile might try and groom a young person. And we want to make sure that the people who are on the front line, teachers, other service workers and members of the community are able to identify this if this is happening and then know what they can do to arrest it from happening.
Assessment of the kit will continue in earnest when schools go back in 2 weeks' time.
Carl Holm.